This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, obviously it means a lot to our group. You know, I think a lot of people were wondering if, you know, what this tournament would mean to guys, and obviously you can see what it means to everyone on our side. You know, it was, really exciting.
Connor McDavid, the golden goal. And you can say that because they did give out gold medals, I guess, last night. We didn't know if they would, but they all got gold medals.
Did the assistant coach get gold medals?
You know, I didn't notice that. I feel like it'd be easier to do that though in this tournament than it would at the Olympics.
I was at an establishment, so I immediately like walked home. Did you watch ceremony afterwards?
Yeah, I stayed tuned for it for a little bit. Well, the place that we all watched the game at, we decided we're gonna head out after the third period. Like we think we can make it home by overtime. Missed it by a minute or two because they did the shorter intermissions in this tournament. So just missed that, but. Is that his career highlight now?
McDavid? Sure. Yeah, I think so. He hasn't won the Stanley Cup. They got to Game 7, and he didn't have a great game in Game 7. He almost had a career highlight where the comeback, dragging Edmonton back into that series last year, would have been it.
Yeah.
He won the Conn Smythe in a loss, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty good. But single highlight?
He didn't have a point in Game 6 or Game 7 of that series.
Right.
Single. I mean, he's got a billion insane goals that could qualify for this. For the meaning of it, like, I think I would know if he had, like, an overtime playoff-winning goal, but that's what it would take, right, to top that?
Even then, I mean, the Crosby, what's Crosby's career highlight? Isn't he the same? He's got a million of them. He also has 3 Stanley Cups.
And it probably is him scoring the golden goal.
It probably is.
Yeah. That's the reason I think it's a little closer maybe for McDavid is that's the Olympics for Crosby, and it's a tournament.
Yeah, it's nice.
But it's not the Olympics.
No, 1 year from now, what this really was, among other things, a great appetizer and a great marketing tool for the Olympics next year. They ran the commercial a million times. Like, hey, 1 year from now, we're all there in Italy, all these teams, including Germany and
Italy,
right? Like all these
but
teams.
But yeah, Germany and Russia, maybe.
Chechia,
Sweden and Finland still.
Yeah.
All the others will be there.
Austria.
Yeah. I was interested enough already to look at the groups for next year in the Olympics, which have already been decided, I guess. And the U.S. and Canada are not in the same group, as would make sense. The U.S. will be in Russia's group if Russia is in the tournament, which has not been confirmed yet. If they're not, then France will take their place, which I don't really need.
No.
What? France is going to play hockey and get smoked by 8 goals every game? Like, we don't really need them in it. If you're not going to invite Russia, just let them through. Let them through the group because I think they're going to be fine.
803-0550 is our phone number. If you want to chime in, we've got wide open phone lines. So Tage returns, and the Sabres are back to it tomorrow against the Rangers. And
well, they have players.
They will be missing a bunch of guys because they were
Adam Fox, Chris Kreider, and Vincent Trocheck. And is there another one? Do they have a guy in the?
You got to imagine that Trocheck and Kreider are going to be sore from being run over in this game. Sorry.
You mean chasing around the opponent for the entire game?
I'm sorry. I've previously loved Trocheck. I mean, just, you know, whatever.
Fox also is a guy who's taken it. That's, I asked the question, like, who's the guy that you kind of learned how good they were in this tournament? Kind of the opposite with Fox. Like, I guess that's been a little bit of a story that he has not been the same for like a year, year and a half now. And he wasn't terrible, but like, I did not notice anything that wowed me. Like, he might have been the fifth or sixth best defenseman every night, I thought, for the U.S. And again, that's maybe been a little bit of a trend for, maybe it's more this year. It might just be the Rangers are bad, though. All those guys are having bad years. And it might just be that the Rangers are having a really bad year. And that's really all it is. So, yeah. Glad we had it. I'm glad they did it.
Yes.
Just glad they did it.
Yes. I felt Thursday night in February, holy cow, to have an event like this is pretty great. So,
as opposed to like last night, like, okay, like Celtics Sixers was on last night for the 100th time in the regular season, but there wasn't, you know, there's nothing that you're really competing with. Like, that to me is why I guess I didn't realize when we started the show, 2027, they don't have a plan right now. Like, they could just do an all-star game. But if I'm ESPN or TNT, right? Like, and a lot of sports now is decided or is moved by, like, where's the TV money coming from? And if I'm one of those the heads of those networks, and my next meeting with Gary Bettman is, like, I've got your rights for that week in 2027. I don't want an all-star game. Give me that. Give me what I just saw. I want that in 2 years. Don't go back to a meaningless game that nobody's going to watch. That the proof's going to be in the ratings, too. And we already had numbers that said that these were like the most watched hockey games in 5 years. That wasn't game seven or a finals game. So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe that is the all you'll need for it to continue to happen, is the TV networks are going to say, people are watching this, and until they are not watching this, this is what you should be doing.
Same four nations, where are the games? Do they do Vancouver and Seattle? You know, like, find a U.S. city and an American city.
How about Buffalo and Toronto?
Buffalo, Toronto. Detroit and Toronto? Maybe you do that?
Is the problem with Buffalo and Toronto is they would all feel like Canadian home games?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to get too close to Kennedy. You want to make sure. Is it,
because geographically, that feels like that would make sense. Like, you're right across the border. You're not traveling as far.
Okay, how about.
But I get it.
Toronto and Chicago.
All right.
Just do it again. Run
That's
it back.
Pretty good.
Have the first round be in Chicago and then have the championship game be in Toronto. This time, you know, like, flip the format where Canada gets the final game.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Will we care about it as much after the Olympics? So they're going to do the Olympics next year, and whoever wins the gold. You know what? I think the answer is yes, because the way that this is all going to work, even though this is just four nations, and next year is the Olympics. And if the four nations after that, it might, I think in a best-case scenario, Joe, it might get a feel of a title belt between the U.S., mm-hmm. the U.S. and Canada. Like, who won last? Because mm-hmm. whoever won last gets to kind of, they carry the mantle. Like, that's us.
Yeah.
If the U.S. wins gold, it'll feel like they are now kings of hockey until they play again in a tournament. And then, well, now it belongs to them. Even though, you know, you never actually give the gold medal up.
Yeah.
But that's what last night could also be is the continued building of a rivalry. If we're going to see international best on best at least every other year.
Yeah.
Then you have started to build this rivalry, and a lot of these players will be back at it next year.
Well, at that point, because I like that, like a belt just for like U.S. and Canada back and forth, unless, you know, one of these other countries wins like three in a row, they can have it, I guess. But shouldn't, like, if last night is what we really care the most about, and Saturday night was what we really cared the most about, not to say the other games weren't great too, I mean, do we just want a series then? U.S. and Canada? That's it? Every other year? Every off year that there's no World Cup or that there isn't an Olympics, you know, instead of doing an all-star game, like, we don't even need, you know, Dahlin and Barkov. You guys can go on vacation if you want. You're good. We're just going to do a three-game series between the U.S. and Canada on all those off years.
You guys can have the UPL plan where you just leave for a couple of days and don't play.
Right. Yeah. I mean, women's hockey did do something like that, I think, where it was just a U.S.-Canada series. Like, they did their Four Nations tournament, too, for a long time, like 20 years. I don't think they've done it in a couple years. But
didn't they do it in an NHL All-Star game? Wasn't it? Like,
they did that, but I think
the same weekend?
But I do think they've had U.S.-Canada series, like, outside of the Olympics, just in general. And, you know, if you wanted to do that in the men's game, I think that would that might be all you really need. All you really need is just three-game series, U.S. and Canada. You know, like the Summit Series back in the day with the Soviets and Canada. Although that was a seven-game series.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Four Nations.
Is tomorrow going to be a letdown? No.
Because it's Sabres-Rangers?
Sabres-Rangers. I'm just waiting for them to get beat like 4-1 and us to feel terrible as soon as it ends.
Well,
I mean, you can't feel that bad. I mean, they're not gonna make the playoffs.
No, I don't know what you're supposed to feel. The Sabres are in a spot where we're just waiting for the GM to do something, or there to be a new GM. There just to be some move of some sort of some kind. Because,
well, if they are thinking about there being a new GM, then is he even
right
permitted to make the big move?
It's a great question.
If he even could make it?
They are in a very familiar spot, which is stuck doing nothing and watching a season, you know, kind of finish out and, you know, what happens next year? Who knows?
I mean, their team doesn't probably look that different.
No, probably not.
It could. They got to decide on Byram, right? And whether or not, if he's not going to sign with them, are they going to trade him? And, like, there'll be an important guy here and there that there might be a change with, but the team's going to mostly be the team, I think.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. It's the warming trend kind of continues. It's not that cold out. It's 11, and it feels like 6. That is an improvement.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, high of 30, and into the early part of next week, we get to a 40 number, which is nice. So a warming trend. I'd like the snow to melt off the streets. That'd be nice. Your street plowed?
Yes. My street's plowed.
I don't know if I've seen a plow in weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
And you still can make it out? Well, you have a truck.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
well, that helps.
City streets are, the idea of a plow,
no.
It's like they've gone extinct. They do not exist. I haven't seen one in weeks. Not even an attempt.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. 803-0550. We're hardened as a result. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.